right? So let's talk about how technologies transforming journalism, because honestly, it's been a whirlwind. Think about this, AI-driven article creation. We're not just talking simple automated reports. I mean, these systems can write full articles nearly indistinguishable from something a journalist might sit down and create. Exactly, and it's not just about text anymore, is it? With augmented reality, AR, this whole new layer of storytelling is emerging. Like, imagine watching a global climate report and being able to see sea levels rising as part of the visual experience. It's immersive in a way we couldn't have imagined, say, 5 years ago. And here's the twist. While these technologies are incredible, their real impact is on who delivers the news and how it's consumed. Platforms like X, remember, that's what Twitter's called now, and TikTok, they're basically the instant go-to for breaking news. People are scrolling these platforms faster than traditional outlets can even publish. And because of that speed, we're seeing entirely new dynamics. Let's take an example from India. There was a cyclone that hit late last year, and I read somewhere that rescue and relief groups use TikTok not only to share updates, but to actively coordinate aid efforts. News wasn't just being consumed there, it was being acted upon, right? And these shifts aren't isolated. Globally, access to news is being redefined by these tools. In parts of Africa, for example, AI-backed mobile apps are translating local news into multiple dialects in real time. It's kind of amazing. It's breaking down those access barriers we've been grappling with for decades. And that's really where the power lies, isn't it? Technology isn't just innovating delivery. It's equalizing the playing field, making news more accessible, engaging, and at least potentially empowering. But of course, there are challenges, you know, like ensuring all this power doesn't fall into the wrong hands. Now, let's dig into this issue of social media and its impact on news credibility. Platforms like TikTok and Instagram, these aren't just entertainment hubs anymore. They're major sources for news, especially for younger demographics. I saw a study, I think it was from last year, that found Gen Z is twice as likely to get their news from social media as from traditional outlets, right? And it's not just where they're consuming news, but how it's being shaped to fit those platforms. Journalism has had to adapt to shorter formats, eye-catching visuals, and let's be honest, a certain sense of urgency to stand out in these feeds. But that urgency comes with risks, doesn't it? Absolutely. When we talk about misinformation going viral, this is where it really hits. Think back to the early 2020s. There were so many examples tied to elections, public health crises, even international conflicts. False narratives would spread like wildfire, often faster than factual corrections could catch up. And it's not just the big stories either. It's the everyday content designed to grab clicks and shares. I read recently about a political rally live streamed on social media that stirred up heated debates, but the footage was edited to misrepresent what actually happened. It's challenging the trust people place in what they see online. Exactly. And this is where citizen journalism comes into play in such a big way. Think of protest coverage, for example. With smartphones and live streams, anyone can report what's happening right as it unfolds. But it's a double-edged sword, because while it democratizes access to information, there's also no formal filtering or fact-checking process in place. And that lack of gatekeeping, while empowering, does make it tricky. Traditional outlets are often left playing catch-up, balancing what's trending online with verifying its authenticity. It's kind of like, well, the rules of the game are changing, but we're still figuring out how to referee it. And this shift is reshaping the role of journalism altogether. I mean, where does the responsibility lie with the platforms, the content creators, the audience consuming it? All right, now let's focus on the ethics surrounding journalism in the near future. I mean, it's not just about innovation, it's about responsibility too. Take AI tools, for example. They're becoming essential in newsrooms, right? But the question is, who's accountable? The programmer behind the algorithm or the journalist using it? Exactly. And it's not a minor debate. We're talking about the potential for bias in AI-driven reporting, or worse, errors that could mislead audiences. Transparency in how these tools are used will be key, but it'll also take vigilance from journalists to bridge that trust gap with readers and viewers. And speaking of trust, we have these constant battles against deepfakes and AI-generated misinformation. I mean, the sheer realism of these creations is staggering. A few months back, there was that viral fake interview with a celebrity. It fooled millions before being debunked. Verification standards are evolving, but are they keeping pace? Not always. And in the meantime, people's trust in traditional outlets is, well, it's eroding. Centralized institutions aren't the authoritative voices they once were because audiences are demanding more transparency. They want to see the sources, understand the process, you know? Right. It's almost a participatory trust they're asking for. Like, let us see the story unfold almost in real time instead of us just consuming the polished version. And honestly, that might not be a bad thing. It pushes outlets to adopt stronger ethics and keep their audiences at the heart of every decision. It does. And when you think about it, ethics is kind of becoming the currency of future journalism, whether it's AI oversight, combating misinformation, or just fostering a relationship with audiences. It all boils down to credibility and accountability. Exactly. That's where the challenge is, but also the opportunity. Journalism isn't just adapting to new technologies. It's redefining what it means to serve the public in an age of constant change. And on that note, I think we've covered a lot today. We have. And hopefully this gives everyone listening a deeper look into the future of news and what's at stake. So thank you for joining us today. Stay curious, stay informed, and we'll see you next time on the Mr. and Mrs. News Show.